Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Reading a book doesn't have to be a solitary experience. Book clubs have long been a way to connect with literature, and the largest collective reading group on the West Coast is happening right now. It's called One Book, One Coast, which unites nearly 200 libraries across California, Oregon, and Washington for a shared reading experience. And the book is George Takei's graphic memoir, They Called Us Enemy. The Star Trek icon revisits his childhood in Japanese-American incarceration camps during World War II. Todd Deck is the Community Engagement Services Manager with the Sacramento Public Library and joins us about the series of events starting this week and running through May 31st, culminating with a virtual author talk with George Takei. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Vicky.
So it's currently National Library Week. I mean, it's been celebrated for close to 70 years now. I mean, as a library and a library system, do you all like get together and plan events for a week like this?
Yeah, if you visit any of our locations, you will see a book display celebrating National Library Week. And then also there are prompts for people to write on a post-it note what they love about their library. And it is so delightful to just take all of that in and see what people respond to from the community. And then we also are doing some staff appreciation time this week where we get to hang out, reflect on the work we've done, plan for work that we're doing in the future. So it's a really nice chance to reflect and also plan ahead for the future.
Yeah, of course, libraries are anchored by books, but it's so much more than a space for reading. I mean, libraries are an integral part of a community. When people are writing those notes down, any kind of bubble up to the top that kind of warm your heart?
You know, all of them thematically, they all come from a space of a deep gratitude for the library space as a whole. There's always surprising ones where it's about kind of the service we provide, not necessarily the resources. So it's that librarian who helped me find something, the person who helped me with a print job. Like, those stories are the ones that I appreciate the most, because really, yes, we are about books, but the people behind those is really what brings the library to life and why we're so beloved here in Sacramento.
All right. Well, let's get to One Book, One Coast, the largest book club on the West Coast. How did it get started?
So it started actually with L.A. County Library. There's like One City, One Book programs all across the United States. And they were planning their One City, One Book program. And they thought, what would it be like if we all along the West Coast read one book? And so they reached out to 10 libraries to see if they would be interested, kind of the 10 larger libraries on the West Coast. They all were, and now it's grown to close to 200 libraries that are participating.
That's incredible. Have you been part of something like this before?
I've done a few community reads in my career. Nothing like this one, where a person in Sacramento could call. There's actually libraries in Idaho participating now. So a person in Sacramento could be participating in this and call their family or friend in Los Angeles and talk about the shared reading experience is quite unique. Normally, it's very different titles happening all around the same time.
And so everyone is reading the graphic memoir, They Called Us Enemy. What do you know about what went into the selection process and why this book was chosen?
Yeah, you know, I was curious at first when it was chosen. You asked me if I'd done a community read before, and I actually had done this when it was published earlier. It's been around for about 10 years. And, you know, the selection process, I think, really is based off of sort of what's happening currently now in our country. It is a very California and West Coast story, and I think it made a lot of sense for that criteria. I believe the first, like, large 10 libraries were part of the deliberation process for it. So it's been received very well by this community, by bringing the conversation to Sacramento. So, yeah.
I also thought it's interesting that it's a graphic novel versus other, you know, types of literature. What stands out to you about this choice?
So the graphic nature of it, the artwork is done by an artist named Harmony Becker. And Takei was very intentional about wanting this to be a graphic memoir, partially because there's certain imagery that explains the story far more than any word could. But also, it really does encourage critical analysis of the book because you're reading the text and looking at the imagery, and it really helps you as the reader make your own conclusions about what Takei is trying to say.
Hmm. I mean, he was a child, I think just about 4 years old, when he and his family, along with thousands of other individuals with Japanese ancestry, were taken to incarceration camps. You mentioned the selection process goes with, you know, the time that we're in. What is the historical significance of this book? And I guess from your perspective, why do you think now is the right time to have this large collective reading of it?
Sure. So the book, it really starts after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, when President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066. And then what it does quite effectively in the book is that it tells George Takei's story and his family's story, and along with 120,000 other Japanese Americans that were incarcerated without due process. So it really very specifically shows what happens when racism and prejudice influences policies in this country. And things that we're seeing now, I believe, are influenced by that. So I think it's a very appropriate book, and also a very accessible book. I say it's a book, if you care about current events, it's a book you want to read. And if you care about history and California history, you're also going to want to read it.
Is it, I guess, appropriate for all ages?
What I love about this book, because it's a graphic memoir, it is so accessible for a variety of reading levels. So a teenager could read it, a person in their 80s could read it. You absolutely could have conversations with your children in your life about this book. So it's a very wide-ranging, accessible book for people.
And I think an important distinction, especially in recent years, has been kind of getting away from the term internment and calling incarceration or a prison camp instead. I mean, can you explain the shift?
Sure. So as a reader of the book, Takei very clearly makes it clear the importance to change our language around this. And I had this aha moment because when I learned about this in a U.S. history class, the word internment was used. Using incarceration is a far more reflective word of what the experience was for those 120,000 Japanese Americans. And we at SAC Library believe that the language we use is very important when discussing this topic that isn't discussed enough in our country.
Are there any local ties to this book?
So another delightful aspect of reading the book is you learn that George Takei's mom was actually born and raised in Florin. And so there's that very local experience. And then part of the book takes place in Tule Lake here in Northern California. The other part of the book that visually is quite impactful is he has pages that actually has the names and locations of families that were imprisoned during this time. And you see Sacramento quite prominently. Mm-hmm. So this was something that happened to families right here.
Given that it's such a large book club, I mean, do you have a gauge on how many people in our area are reading the book? I mean, I guess checking it out from the library?
So I think that the group that I really want to thank the most for this is the Sacramento Friends of the Library. They have supported us to provide free copies of this book at our branches, through outreach. So if you visit your local library, you have a chance of getting a complimentary copy. Demand is very high for this book, so the engagement is quite remarkable. Yeah. Another thing that I'm really proud of is we are doing programming beyond just book discussions. We have a music program on May 21st that's going to feature Japanese music. We have some documentary screenings. So we want people to engage in this conversation in a variety of ways with your comfort level, because we realize that a book group is not for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking. You have so many events over the next, you know, month or so, you know, starting like Wednesday, April 22nd for adults to, you know, STEAM for kids, music, as you mentioned, a documentary screening. There's so much going on. It actually culminates with like a collective author talk mm-hmm. with George Takei, and it's over Zoom, and that's happening at the end of May, correct?
Yeah. May 31st, he will be in conversation with some librarians from the LA Public Library. And I've done this project before, but Takei, when he actually goes into the story himself, it just becomes that more impactful. There's also so many interesting intersections for George Takei as a person. I mean, he is a beloved figure from Star Trek. He's an advocate for the LGBTQIA+ community. So it's a really, my hope is that folks that are represented from all of those intersections can come together for a conversation.
Great. And how can people learn more about the events that are planned?
So if you go to saclibrary.org/OBOC, you will be able to find all of the information on the One Book, One Coast program.
Todd, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Vicki.
Todd Deck is a Community Engagement Services Manager with the Sacramento Public Library, and he's talking to us about One Book, One Coast. It is the largest book club on the West Coast, and it's happening right now. Everyone is reading George Takei's graphic memoir, They Called Us Enemy. And as Todd laid out, there are free copies at the library. Demand is high, and there's lots of public events that we have on our Insight page. It is happening now, and there's a series of events that I just mentioned, and it runs through May 31st, so you have plenty of time to read the book. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.